Our celebration series brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. And this time around, we're spotlighting the Community Foundation. This is your regular time to come visit us, the third Thursday of the month, and it coincides with a little field trip. How do you like this, Laura?
It is. Good morning. I'm thrilled to be here and see you guys in person and be in beautiful Oberlin.
You're talking with Laura Malone, Development Officer for the Community Foundation of Lorain County. What are some of the new things that are happening that you're excited about this time around?
You know, I'd say the one thing that I'm most excited about is we just finished our community grant cycle. We will be awarding 30 grants to Lorain County nonprofits, including Oberlin Native nonprofits like Oberlin Community Services Council, Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra, and Neighborhood Alliance, who I know does a lot of work in Oberlin with their Meals on Wheels program. So those organizations, as well as the other that round out the 30, will be receiving just about $1 million in grants to the Lorain County community. So that's always one of our highlights of our year. We do these cycles twice a year, and it's great to be able to know that we are out there, you know, through the help of our donors and the money that they've given to us and their endowed funds, to be able to support these nonprofits in our Lorain County community.
The money now gets to work, right?
The money gets
all
to work,
all the ideas,
yes,
and the plans that they have, now they can now put some of this stuff into action. The Imagination Library is going strong now, too.
Imagination Library is going very strong. We have made a commitment to the governor and to, you know, Dolly Parton, who is the namesake for the Imagination Library, in registering 10,000 new children before the end of August. And as you can imagine, Imagination Library gives free books on a monthly basis to children up to 5 years old. It's no cost to the family to participate. But as you can imagine, there is attrition as kids reach that 5 year age mark. So that 10,000 that we're trying to reach, you know, is while making up for some of the attrition that comes from those that might be aging out over the next month as well. So we are doing well. We're getting close to that benchmark of 10,000 new children registrations. But if you are a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, if you are a preschool teacher, if you are just anyone that has a child that you care about in your family that's under the age of 5, this is a great opportunity to give them some wonderful books free of cost to the families. And you can register those children at imaginationlibrary.org. I know my girls have been registered since they were born. They're going on 3, and there's no better time of the month than when that new book comes in the mail to them, and they get so excited, and they'll read it probably 20 times straight.
So you never know what it'll open up in their minds for this book, the topic, the story, the character, just the look of it. It'll inspire them in some other different way.
Yeah, and for some of these families, this is the only access they may have to books. The family may not have the means to get them to a library during the normal operating hours of the library, or the family might not be a family that was raised among books. So, you know, this can be a great resource, and there's a lot of studies that have proven, you know, what reading at this age can do for school readiness and kindergarten readiness. It's a huge effort that's being supported by Governor DeWine and his wife, and, you know, all the local communities have fiscal sponsors, and in this case for Lorain County, it's a combination of the Community Foundation, United Way, and the Stocker Foundation, along with what Governor DeWine has put forth as, you know, the Ohio Initiative. You know, the cost is a community cost, but it's not a family cost. So it's a great avenue for folks to be able to support the children that they care about in their lives with these wonderful books.
Summer seems to be zipping right along. Some kids go back to school 1 month from today.
Can you believe it?
High school football season opens, but then a couple weeks later, we're into September, and I think about Connect to a Cause.
Oh, yeah, Connect to a Cause. We are in the heavy lift of that right now with 74 nonprofit organizations that are going to be participating this year. 14 of those are going to be brand new nonprofits that have not participated in Connect to a Cause in the past. And really right now is a great opportunity. You know, if you are a donor and you want to be able to support this and you have money in your IRA that you normally take as your required minimum distribution, or if you have money in your donor advised fund, now's a great time to be able to reach out to us and get the form that you can use to make those contributions to those nonprofits. Because oftentimes the donor advised funds and the IRAs have their own lead time that goes into that. So you can send checks in advance. You can make contributions from your donor advised fund or your IRA in advance. And oftentimes those are great ways to leverage multiple nonprofits all in one stroke of the pen, because you have that money in the donor advised fund that's intended for charitable purpose anyway. And for a lot of folks that are over 70 and a half, they have those required minimum distributions from their IRA, but they may not really need that income. I've spoken with a lot of donors lately that use their RMDs as part of their charitable giving strategy. So it's a great avenue to think about how you can deploy those dollars to support those 74 nonprofits. 1, 2, 10, or all of them. We've definitely seen donor advised funds in the past that have said, hey, I'm going to give X amount of dollars to each of the nonprofits and then just send us that distribution from their donor advised fund to do that. So it's a great way to leverage that now.
In recent years, you've done this video virtually online, spinoff of COVID, assuming here. Any idea what you'll be doing this year?
So I think a lot of it's going to run out of home base in our office. We are still going to incorporate some nonprofits in our offices for live interviews. We are asking, because of how this is growing, you know, we're going to be doing a lot on Facebook Live again, you know, to help with kind of streamlining. We will have probably more nonprofits that'll have pre-recorded segments that they'll be delivering to us that will be airing on Facebook Live. But then we're also going to have, thanks to our business champions, opportunities for those nonprofits to earn additional dollars beyond their fundraising. So last year we did 2 power hours where nonprofits were able to win an additional $1,000 based upon certain criteria. We're going to be doing 4 of those so far, maybe even more this year. And then we also have our match pool that has come from the contributions of our business champions. And last year, that equated to an 18% match for the nonprofits. So if a nonprofit had $1,000 that they raised that day, they had an extra 18% or $180 that was coming to them through that business match from our business champions.
And the number of nonprofits keeps going up every year.
Keeps going up every year. Yeah, the first year that I participated when we first started, and that was a week after I joined the Community Foundation, I think we were at 50, and last year we were at 64, and this year we're at 74, and you know, we're just going to keep growing and growing.
What's the save the date for that?
Save the date is September 15th, 2022. That is going to be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Facebook Live. And I know normally you guys are gracious enough to collaborate with us that day. So we look forward to that as well.
Wow, it's great. Hey, tonight there's something going on. Neighbor night tonight.
Neighbor night is at Harrison Cultural Center. There's still time to register if you would like to join us. You can call our office at 440-984-7390 to register for that. And that's just a community gathering. It's very informal. Last time when we were at Harrison, the weather was nice. We sat outside on chairs. And it's really an opportunity for folks to talk about, you know, just brainstorming ways they can be better partners in their community. What are some of the things they'd like to see different about their local communities, whether it be Lorain, whether it be Elyria? You know, it's open to all areas of the Lorain County community, and it's a great avenue to be able to learn more and try and make those connections, big and small, about how to be a better city citizen.
Laura Malone joining us this morning from the Community Foundation. PeopleWhoCare.org is a good place to go, or check them out on the Facebook page. A lot of good announcements. One of the things that came out with the Community Foundation and United Way, your collaboration related towards the Women's Fund. Talk about this in the cycle, Change the Cycle campaign.
Correct. The Women's Fund has created their Change the Cycle initiative, and that is to combat what is known as period poverty. And that's the ripple effect of what can happen to women and girls when they don't have the right menstrual products or access and availability to those menstrual products. Unbeknownst to a lot of people, those items are not covered through WIC and through the traditional, you know, what used to be known as food stamps. So for, you know, women that are struggling or girls that are struggling financially, you know, that can mean that they might have to sacrifice getting those products to service other needs of taking care of their family or taking care of their other basic needs. So what we're trying to do in partnership with United Way is to create 1 million pieces that can be distributed into the Lorain County community. United Way is gracious enough to be our warehouse and our distribution center for those products. The Women's Fund had their She Rose event last week and already accumulated over 10,000 pieces through the 150 plus women that attended that event last week. And we're looking for, you know, financial support so we can have a more cost-effective acquisition of those products when we need to acquire them, as well as if anybody wants to donate or if anybody wants to run something out of their office or their church or their community center. We do have toolkits to help folks if they want to create their own centers for collection in the community to be able to pass on to the United Way to distribute in the community.
Well, that's really great. Laura Malone joining us, Development Officer, Community Foundation of Lorain County. We spotlight the Community Foundation on the third Thursday of the month. This time we're outside. Spotlights the sun. It's a nice day to be out here in Oberlin celebrating the community and all the folks that are a part of it. Laura, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to see you guys.
Great to see you in person as well. PeopleWhoCare.org is the place to go to find out all about what's happening with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Coming up, we're going to get behind the scenes over at Vandermark Jewelers and see how they do some jewelry repair as we continue our spotlight here on WEOL.